Chapter 2. Waiting for Hitler. Paris worried Hitler. August von Kaganik. They arrive and are surprised. In mid-June of 1940, the German army arrived before Paris, exuberant but stunned. They could see in the distance the Eiffel Tower, standing as confidently over the world's most recognized cityscape as when it had first appeared there just 51 years earlier. The Wehrmacht had been almost as surprised as the French by the ease of their foray into the Low Countries and France. Their victory had not been a foregone conclusion. Hindsight has given us a quite benign view of what the Allies and Germans expected in 1940. The campaign was won so swiftly and decisively that, retrospectively, both sides came to view its outcome as inevitable. More imaginative and forceful leadership on behalf of the Allies could well have stymied even the panzer-led blitzkrieg the Germans had so brilliantly planned. The Battle of France could have bogged down in the same area as it had in the First World War, and Germany could have been quickly bled and spent to death before realizing its aims. But luck and Allied pusillanimity made Hitler into a military genius, and now another German army was ready to occupy, this time for years, the capital of France. Just a generation before, the Kaiser's troops had lost major battles in their attempt to take the city. Still, the Germans were a bit abashed at their new responsibility as occupiers. The German generals, of whom many had fought in the First World War, had psychological difficulty in realizing the depth and especially the rapidity of their victory over the French army. One young lieutenant wrote home, "My thoughts are turning in on themselves. My mind truly wants to understand. We are the victors. But our heart is not yet ready to seize the immensity of this fact, all the grandeur of these events, the full significance of our victory. We talk about it amongst ourselves, we try to understand it, but without success." The fact of their victory was in effect more intimidating than had been the armed forces of their enemy. There had been almost no French military defense of Paris, so there had been no excuse for the Wehrmacht to hesitate in driving right into the prize. But an awkward lull had briefly prevailed. Waiting out.